The scarcity of affordable housing options in superstar cities like New York, San Francisco, and San Jose ends up costing the U.S. economy approximately $1.6 trillion a year in foregone wages and productivity. Two economists, one from the University of Chicago and the other from the University of California, Berkeley, conducted the analysis. As indicated by writer Richard Florida, the two economists arrived at their conclusion by developing a statistical model regarding the contributions of each U.S. metropolitan area to national economic growth. Specifically, the model traces the economic contribution of more than 200 metropolitan areas to economic growth over the more than five-decade period spanning from 1964 to 2009. Development of this model allows the economists to address the following question. What would happen if workers were free to move to the communities where they could be most productive? As an example, the greater New York area was single-handedly responsible for 12% of the nation's growth since 1964, but the high cost of living there and in other dynamic markets results in too few people participating in those stellar regional economies. For WYPR, I'm Anibon Basu.